Georgia's DBHDD is warning all Georgians that half of all opioid deaths happen at home, when people take an Oxy or a Perc with a glass of alcohol for stress or to sleep. Learn more about protecting families from opioid overdoses at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, cleanup efforts are underway after a tornado touched down in Conyers last night. Another mile of the Chattahoochee River is becoming protected green space. And food-reviewing TikToker Keith Lee says he plans to give Atlanta another try. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. A likely tornado touched down in Conyers just before midnight on Tuesday. After a night of severe weather, cleanup efforts are underway in Rockdale County. GPB's Pamela Kirkland reports.
I have some friends and family over here, and they got hit pretty hard.
Matthew Dagbovi owns a local roofing and renovation business in Conyers, Georgia, southeast of Atlanta. He surveyed the area after the storm and says damage to property he's seen has been substantial.
I passed a property where the entire carport has basically fallen in. Kind of looks like half the house has fallen.
National Weather Service says it plans to survey the damage Wednesday afternoon. Nicole Listema is a senior forecaster with the National Weather Service.
It was a radar-confirmed tornado. That means we could see debris in the air from the tornado on the radar.
Dagbovi says he'll be helping his neighbors make sure they get what they need.
Kind of lend a hand, do some tarps, you know, get people secure.
For GPB News, I'm Pamela Kirkland.
Another mile of frontage along the Chattahoochee River is being added to protected green space in Metro Atlanta. The Trust for Public Lands said yesterday it's acquired nearly 500 acres, currently used for timber harvesting, across from the Chattahoochee Bend State Park in Coweta County. The land will be added to a nature preserve that's planned to be the southern end of a proposed 100-mile linear park called Chattahoochee Riverlands, from Buford to Noonan. That larger project broke ground in Mableton last year. Spelman College is joining colleges and universities across the country in extending their deadline for when incoming students need to submit their enrollment deposits. The decision this week comes after a series of delays from the new FAFSA form. Chelsea Holly is the director of admissions at Spelman. She says she expects to get access to student FAFSA data by mid-April.
And so we rely on that data in order to give our students aid letters. We also have a high population of Pell-eligible students. And so those students depend on this data even more than I would say just the general college-going population.
She says she hopes to get students their aid letters out by May 1st so they can make their decisions by the new deadline of May 15th. Other universities in Georgia, like the University of Georgia and Georgia College and State University, have similarly extended their deadlines for enrollment deposits. Kaiser Permanente is investing nearly $500,000 to support the work of Resilient Georgia and its Mental Health Workforce Accelerator Program. The Accelerator Program addresses the workforce shortage in mental health and substance misuse treatment. Charmaine Ward-Milner is with Kaiser Permanente of Georgia.
So we look at them as a tremendous asset in terms of a partner for the work that we're trying to do. And that is to increase access to mental health, number one. And number two, to create or develop more minority mental health practitioners.
She says 152 of Georgia's 159 counties are federally designated as mental health shortage areas. Officials say the aftermath of last year's fiery train derailment in eastern Ohio doesn't qualify as a public health emergency. The derailment of Atlanta-based Norfolk Southern train cars forced the evacuation of half the town of East Palestine and generated health concerns related to the chemicals that spilled out. The Environmental Protection Agency never approved that designation because the agency's tests haven't shown ongoing chemical exposure and health agencies haven't documented widespread problems. Norfolk Southern has already spent more than $1 billion to address the aftermath of the derailment. The railroad has promised to create a fund to help people pay for long-term health needs, but that hasn't happened yet. Officials broke ground Monday on a new full-service acute care hospital west of Augusta in Grovetown. Wellstar Columbia County Medical Center will feature 100 inpatient beds, a level 2 trauma center, and a 90,000 square foot medical office building that will include primary care, women's health, and other specialties. Hospital officials say its proximity to I-20 will make access to care convenient and create more jobs, adding that the new hospital is meant to complement services already provided at WellStar MGC Health in Augusta. The new hospital is expected to open in 2026. Automaker Hyundai is sponsoring a study abroad trip to Korea for Columbus State University students. The South Korean automaker's investment of $60,000 will cover half of each student's travel expenses. The goal is to help students learn more about the country, its history, culture, and growing importance to Georgia's economy. Hyundai owns a Kia manufacturing plant in West Point, Georgia, and is investing more than $12 billion in an electric vehicle plant near Savannah and an EV battery cell plant in Bartow County. The two new manufacturing facilities are expected to employ 12,000 workers. Another North Atlantic right whale has been found dead. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says they were notified of a dead whale off the coast of Virginia on Saturday. The whale was identified as an adult female first seen in 1989 and who gave birth to her sixth calf this winter. A necropsy will determine her cause of death. She is the 40th mortality since 2017 and the fourth this year. NOAA says North Atlantic right whales are approaching extinction. The primary causes of death are entanglements in fishing gear and vessel strikes. Food reviewing TikToker Keith Lee says he plans to give Atlanta another try. The social media food critic sparked an uproar last year when he panned the city in scathing reviews of several restaurants. GPB's Orlando Montoya reports.
Lee says he received death threats after his Atlanta visit, but will return as part of a, quote, redemption tour. Atlanta journalist and documentary filmmaker King Williams has been following the popular but controversial Las Vegas-based influencer.
It's a little bit of a surprise, mostly because what happened in October of last year was such a terrible experience for Keith that I just thought he was done with Atlanta.
Reaction to Lee's planned return is mixed. Many Atlanta restaurateurs question his methods and restaurant choices. Others hope his next visit will shine light on better choices for his 16 million followers. There is no word on when or where he'll visit. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
If you like hearing the news from around the state here on Georgia Today, you'll probably like hearing how Georgia's agriculture economy feeds the country and the world on A Fork in the Road. I'm David Zelsky, and on the Fork in the Road podcast, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Find it online at gpb.org/podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform.
Genetic testing has been available for decades, and genetic testing as part of family planning can identify risks of more than 200 known disorders. But whole genome testing can identify mutations connected to even rarer diseases, or maybe even diseases yet to be discovered. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
For Jansen Jones, tummy time wasn't enough.
Right, apparently we weren't doing enough of it.
Already at 5 months of age, she was missing developmental milestones. She had low muscle tone and did not use her arms and legs.
So we were just told she's behind, no big deal, do some physical therapy.
That's her mother and lifelong advocate.
Suzanne Jones, and I am Jansen's mom, and she's my third child.
When Jansen didn't babble on time, her parents started her in speech therapy, and then occupational therapy. Then Jones turned to genetic testing.
In my opinion, if it's genetics, that's the underlying cause of everything. And so that should show us what is going on.
Jones' doctors described the 46 chromosomes in the body as chapters in a book. But back then, genetic tests could only scan 1% of the book. Those tests didn't surface anything.
And so we got results back when she was 3, and it did not show us what was going on.
Finding nothing to explain her symptoms, the Jones family had to assume Jansen was just generally delayed.
She just sort of sat and was, you know, sweet and happy, but really just not engaged. So we wondered what was going on, right?
Yes.
Then came a newer test. Whole genome sequencing.
The most Mac Daddy comprehensive test to look at, you know, genetic mutations is whole genome analysis.
If early reads of Janssen's genetic book had doctors looking for known disorders on dog-eared and highlighted pages from previous research, the whole genome sequence allowed them to spell check every word.
And that is what ended up catching it.
A disorder caused by a single gene mutation called SYNGAP1.
This mutation was discovered only a year before Janssen was born.
If you have a rare disease, there's an 80% chance that it's genetic. That doesn't mean the cause has been identified yet. Karen Greenside is with Emory University School of Medicine. She says that's why everyone planning a family should get tested.
And the reason is there are genetic diseases that can happen that haven't shown up in your family yet, that are not more common in your, you know, given your ethnic background.
She says we all carry a number of recessive genes, and we don't know what those genes are unless we have an affected child or we do genetic testing. But a whole genome test like Janssen's might also make would-be parents nervous.
When you do broader testing like that, it may turn up problems that where it's not clear what the implications are.
For some, that can be unnecessarily stressful.
I just can't overemphasize the importance of genetic counseling to help people through this journey.
It's a journey that has to be paid for, too. While whole genome sequencing has been commercially available for about 6 years, it was only last year industry giants United Healthcare and Cigna began covering it in some circumstances. So does Georgia Medicaid. Genetic testing is covered for children when medically necessary. Out of pocket, the test runs about $1,000. Suzanne Jones says even though her daughter's diagnosis hasn't changed her daughter's developmental issues, the genomic sequencing was worth it.
It's an answer. We can finally say we understand what all these different symptoms are caused by.
And that, Jones says, makes it a lot less scary to be a parent. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
In sports, the Braves lost to the Chicago White Sox yesterday to give Chicago its first win of the season. Final score 3-2. Braves starter Ronaldo Lopez, who pitched for the White Sox for 7 seasons, went 6 innings in his Braves debut. The 30-year-old right-hander gave up 1 run and 4 hits. The game plan for today in Chicago has been postponed due to snow and rain. It'll be made up in June. Spencer Strider will start at the home opener on Friday against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And in the NBA, the Hawks face the Detroit Pistons at home in Atlanta tonight. The Hawks are currently playing without Trae Young, who's recovering from a finger injury, Sadiq Bey, who's out for the season with a knee injury, and AJ Griffin, who's out with an ankle injury. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast. That way we'll come back automatically in your podcast feed tomorrow afternoon with all the top stories from Georgia. And if you know of a story we should be covering or have some feedback about this podcast, we would love to hear from you. Send us a note by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.